Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. After the unification of Muslims and implementation of Sharia by the Khilafah Rashida, cross-border terrorism will end. News: the civilian media wing confirmed that on August 28, 2024, Ambassador Asif Durrani, Pakistan's special representative on Afghanistan, said, quote, "It was important for Afghanistan to address the issues relating to cross-border terrorism," end quote. PID.gov.pk. Comment: the aware Muslim sheds tears of blood when the words cross-border are used by rulers of Muslims to refer to the lands of Muslims. The concept of borders between Muslims is alien to Islamic Sharia law. For centuries, the Muslims from the Indian subcontinent to Africa lived under one Khilafah state. The Western colonialists divided the Muslims into nation-states with borders after they destroyed the Khilafah. The colonialists did so in order to strip Muslims of their unity and to weaken the Muslims through division. These nationalist borders give the justification of spilling of Muslim blood under the banner of protecting the borders. Since the destruction of our unifying Khilafah, we have seen Muslims fighting Muslims in the border conflicts between Iraq and Iran, Morocco and Algeria, Saudi Arabia and Yemen, Syria and Lebanon, Libya and Chad, Egypt and Libya, Iraq and Kuwait, Egypt and Sudan, and Pakistan and Afghanistan. From the angle of political analysis and exposing the plans of the colonialists, America wants Pakistan and Afghanistan to be engaged in clashes so that India is free to counter China and the Muslims. The rulers of Pakistan are agents of America and are facilitating the destructive American plan. These agents perpetuate policies that serve the colonialist agenda and compromise our own security and independence and our commitment to Islam. The parroting of the demands of the global sponsor of terrorism, the United States, must come to an end now. We must instead demand the removal of the artificial nationalist borders imposed by the colonialist powers between Muslims. We must expose nationalist borders between us as a harmful colonialist plan to harm us and benefit our enemies. From the angle of applying Islam on our political life and fulfilling our Sharia obligations, Islam rejects all form of division and discrimination based on race, tribe, nationality, and language. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his farewell sermon, "Ya ayyuhan nas, ala inna rabbakum wahad, wa inna abakum wahad. ألا لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا لعجمي على عربي ولا لأحمر على أسود ولا أسود على أحمر إلا بالتقوى." O humankind, indeed your Lord is one, and your original forefather is one. Indeed, neither the Arab has superiority over the non-Arab, nor the non-Arab over the Arab, nor the white over the black, nor the black over the white, except by piety. Ahmad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَدْ أَذْهَبَ عَنْكُمْ عُبْيَةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَفَخْرَهَا بِالْآبَاءِ مُؤْمِنٌ تَقِيٌّ وَفَاجِرٌ شَقِيٌّ أَنْتُمْ بَنُو آدَمَ وَآدَمَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ لِيَدَعَنَّ رَجُلٌ فَخْرُهُمْ بِأَقْوَامٍ إِنَّمَا هُمْ فَحْمٌ مِنْ فَحْمِ جَهَنَّمَ أَوْ لَيَكُونَنَّ أَهْوَنَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ الْجُعْلَى الَّتِي تَدْفَعُ بِأَنْفِهَا أَنَّةٍ." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed from you the pride of the era of ignorance and its boasting about forefathers. One is only a pious believer or a miserable sinner. You are all sons of Adam, alayhi salam, and Adam came from dust. Let the people stop boasting about their forefathers. They are merely fuel in Jahannam, or there will certainly be of less account with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the beetle which rolls dung with its snout. Abu Dawood. It is a Sharia obligation for us to work for the state that will unify all Muslims, the Khilafah Rashida, on the method of prophethood. All Muslims of Pakistan's armed forces and the Mujahideen in the tribal regions, you are the men of war and weapons, power, protection, and Nusra. Your predecessors, the Aus and Khazraj of Yathrib, fought each other for years on the basis of tribalism. They saw no peace until they gave their Nusra. For the ruling by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, you must all grant your nusra for the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida on the method of prophethood. The Khilafah will address our grievances and secure justice for all of us. The Khilafah Rashida will end the infighting between Muslims. The Khilafah will unify the Muslim lands, resources, wealth, and military under one state. The Khilafah Rashida will resume the jihad against the enemies of the Islamic Ummah, from the Crusaders, the Hindu Mushrikeen, and the Jews. Thus, Hizb al-Tahrir calls upon you all to grant the Nusra for the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, so respond. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Saad Muad, Wilaya, Pakistan.